with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network, and we are live at Schmoe's Brewery. It's going to be a foamy Christmas, and I can't wait to get me a little bone crusher a little bit later. I hear they're making a little hollandaise or holiday sauce with that today, so we're going to give that a little run a little bit later. But as you're putting your Christmas meal together, turkey is one of the items that's on the menu at the Joppy household, and I'm going to tell you what, Barbecue Bob has this thing that he does called spatchcocking. Has nothing to do with Victoria's Secret, like we were talking
about.
You
read my mind.
but I wanted him to break this down for us because it's a cool technique. It takes a little bit of time to do, but it's well worth the effort.
You absolutely stole my joke, and I didn't even tell you. Sick minds, something there. It's really healthy. Victoria's Secret's good for a marriage, let me tell you that. I hope my wife's not listening because now she'll know what she's getting for Christmas. And that's something you can't re-gift either, let me tell you that.
All right.
spatchcocking, it's a cool process. Let's say you don't have a smoker, which a lot of people don't. And let's say maybe your grill is a basic one with just one main burner and you have to do it all on one surface. Yes, you can grill your turkey. And how you do that is a smaller turkey especially. You don't want to go too big. But you basically flip it over so that the breast is down on the cutting board. And poultry shears work really nice. If you don't have poultry shears, you can use like some large tin snips or something like that. But basically what you want to do is you want to cut the spine out of that thing, go up each side of that backbone, and unlike a politician, a turkey has a spine. And you can actually clip those rib bones right on up each side and pop that whole spine out of it, and the thing will flop right open like a giant steak.
So you're going right up to the neck, and you're taking the neck out as well.
Yep. Okay. You go back from the little
tail,
that little flapper deal, whatever it is. And, yeah, each side. And when you do that, you're cutting through the ribs. So those rib bones then, as you lay the thing open, you'll notice that there's sharp rib bones on each side, left and right, as that thing's laid out on your board. You just take a nice boning knife or a nice thin-bladed knife and slide it underneath those ribs and go right along down into the cavity, and you can literally take that whole layer off of the piece of meat.
So you're deboning it is what you're doing, right?
You're taking the ribs out of
it. Okay.
And then you're going to take the wishbone out. But you're still going to have the thigh bones and a lot of other bones left in there. But
right.
Basically, you make it so that it's darn near boneless. Okay. And it's really nice to grill. Now you can oil that thing, and you can put your seasonings on it, and you have a lot more surface of the turkey exposed for heat and flavor penetration. And again, if you brined it, for grilling, it's even more important. But you could literally spatchcock this thing and then brine it, and you'll get even a better brining process because you've removed a couple layers of membrane and stuff in that process.
So if I look at this thing once this is done, if the breast side's down, I'm looking at the exposed meat. If I were to flip it over, the skin is still on the turkey.
Yep.
The breast meat is still there. It's just you've deboned it kind of from the backside,
yep,
if you will. And again, what this is going to do is help you cook this quicker, but it also allows you to season both sides of the meat so you're getting a much more flavorful bird than if you just stuffed it. Now, obviously, you lose the option to stuffing the bird. So, but anyway, spatchcocking is a technique. If you didn't have time to write that down in the dust on your dash, look it up. It's all over the internet. But Bob has done this on a regular basis, and it turns out
we teach it in the classes.
Well, right.
It's a good deal. And speaking of classes, there's a classy buddy of mine from Lafayette, Louisiana, on the telephone line right now. And this dude, he's a famous Cajun now. The maker of the Cajun Grill, and my brother, Keith Guidry, otherwise known as T-Gid. What's up, dog?
Hey, Barbecue Bob, how you feeling, baby?
Good, buddy. just, you know, think of this whole turkey thing. It runs me right into a turducken, and like you're the king of turducken. So why don't you tell all these Yankees up here what's up and with turducken?
Well, I don't know who invented it, but I'm sure some Cajun got a hold of that concept and just made it a little bit better.
Tell everybody what that thing is.
Well, you basically, I was listening to your spatchcock turkey thing, but yeah, you basically debone a turkey, a chicken, and you know, you can do a wild duck, but most times it's more of a tame duck, and you stuff the chicken in the turkey, and then the duck into the chicken, or vice versa. I think the duck goes second, then the chicken. And then down here, you know, we're pretty well known for boudin and cornbread dressing and crawfish etouffee and shrimp etouffee, and that's kind of what we stuff them with. You know, we stuff it in the cavity, sew them all up, and then you can deep fat fry it, you can barbecue it, you can smoke it. You can put it in the oven. There's a lot of ways you can prepare it.
You're duck hunting, aren't you?
I am out here in a rice field in Kaplan, Louisiana.
I can hear the wind.
You can hear the geese?
I can hear the wind. You're not working.
Well, it is Saturday.
I'm not working. Right, Bob?
That's right, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, T-Gid, it's Jop. Happy holidays to you, brother. You're making me jealous. You're out there in a duck blind, and I'm sitting here behind a microphone. But so you got to make your turducken with wild duck. I know that's the way it's going to roll down there.
Yeah, I tell you what, there's a lot of things we do at Wild Duck, and it's been a slow morning. You guys up in Michigan need to send us some cold weather. We ain't got hardly any ducks down here.
Well, I feel for you, but I just can't quite reach you. We got a two-day season going on right now, and our guys are out enjoying it. We had 50 degrees here yesterday, and it's going to bump up against that. But we got a little better duck hunting today because we're going to get some rain that's going to blow through here. It'll drive them down, and we'll be in shooting range. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Well, when I get back to the store, which should be about an hour, I'll have that Cajun grill lit, and we're going to probably be doing some slow-smoked briskets and you know, some pork ribs. Maybe even might throw a little pot of corn mock shoe in there with a little crawfish tail and make it just kind of go down smooth.
Ooh. Yeah, that sounds like an awesome afternoon. So you're going to spatchcock the turkey, chicken, and the duck, and then you're going to fully debone it. So you're going to take all the thigh bones and everything else out in that process. So you'll have three pieces of flat meat that you'll literally do one at a time. So you'll take that chicken and you'll stuff him, and then you'll put a layer of something on your duck, and you'll roll that duck around the chicken, and then you'll put a layer of something on your turkey, and you'll roll that turkey around your duck. Is that how you do it?
That's tie exactly it up. Right.
That sounds
That's
cool.
That's exactly right. Yep,
how hard is it to fully? I've never fully deboned a bird. Is that pretty easy?
It's not really that hard. I mean, the only bones that are left when you're done is the wing bones. You can't really do nothing with the wing bones. But
so you just take them right off.
I'm sorry.
You just take them right off.
No, you actually can leave them on. Just fold them up next to the side of the breast and just leave them on. But, you know, everything else comes out, from the backbone to the like you were saying, the rib cage, the thigh bone, the leg bone, everything comes out. From beginning to end, a skilled butcher could probably have that thing deboned in probably less than 20 seconds.
Well, listen, the grilling guys want to send a lot of peace, love, and barbecue to the entire Guidry family, and y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Hey, guys, y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all are doing some good work up there, and I know it's spreading around the country, and God bless y'all, too. I mean, I hope you have a great Christmas and a very prosperous New Year.
Thanks, T-Gid. All right. Keith Guidry from the Percy Guidry Company, making those Cajun grills. Coming up next, guys, you're not going to want to miss this. We're going to teach you how to shop for your wife, Grilling Guys style. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We'll be back.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.